This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
That song this morning, amen. That would be good, amen, because he is the living word, amen. I remember we used to sing that, amen, and so, amen, I know God is the living word. He's the bread of heaven sent down from glory, amen. Many things he was on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, amen. You are the living word. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise your name, God. And we honor you for who you are. And we honor your word because we want to keep it. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us once again to see another day that we haven't seen before. For giving us the activity of our limbs and clothing us in our right mind that we may be able to come and receive a word from you. And to give you adequate worship, Lord God, to wherein you're pleased. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would just look upon each and every soul in this place today. Let your face shine upon them. Let your glory be revealed to them. Father, we thank you now for that. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would look upon me and give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing, deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity to all that hear and believe. For we know that all things are possible to them that believe. Father, we thank you now that you looked over the celestial banners of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Father, we thank you for the word of God that strengthens and sustains us. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost of God who gives to us what belongs to you and guides us along the way. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that cures us, that cleanses us, that connects us to you, Lord God, and covers us. We thank you right now. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us throughout this service and do all that you want to do. Father, heal, deliver, and give salvation to all that come to seek it, Lord. Father, after you've done all that you want to do, Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and the praise. We will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God, and your glory fills the earth. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a thought, and I have a thought and a subtitle and a thought, the power of a pedicure.
All right.
Subtitle, when humility and love comes together. Hallelujah. Do you love? I mean, you think about that. What did she do with her hair? She took down what seemed to be the woman's glory. She took the best that she had, the alabaster and her hair, and she used it for the body of Christ. This ought to preach to us, because what are we using for the body of Christ? We don't take anything valuable and use for the body of Christ. We give him what's left over, what we have extra. If we have extra time, we'll go to church. Preach. If we have extra money, we'll give an offering. Preach. If we have a little bit more extra, then we might pay our tithes. Preach. Come on and say amen. We got to look at what this woman gave. She gave more than just spare. She gave more than just extra. She took what was valuable, because we know that if the woman's hair looks good, even if you hadn't seen her face, you say, oh, she got some nice hair. But when she turned around, you know, whatever. But you look at the hair. And she said, I'm taking my hair down. I'm letting my hair down for this man, Jesus, for his body. And she took her tears and she washed his feet. Now, she saw past the human side of Jesus. He was the anthropos, meaning that he was part man and God. He had a dual nature. She looked past the physical. She looked past what he had walked through. She looked past what his feet looked like. See, we can't help and we can't do stuff in the body of Christ because we keep looking at the human. We keep looking at people. But do you know that people is ministry? That if we can't love people, if we can't serve people, then it ain't no need for us talking about we a child of God and we're in ministry. Amen. I'm gonna put it on there. Amen. We it ain't no need in us talking about how we love God if we can't love people. Amen. Because people are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. You know, we can be like John the Baptist and say, I don't want to deal with nobody. I'm just going to go into the wilderness. We can do that. But then what happened to John? They came to the wilderness to see John. And John ministered to the people. And we got to at some point realize that God has called us to do something to the body of Christ and in the body of Christ. This woman, she washed his feet with her tears and dried his feet with her hair. And then they said he ought to, if he was a prophet, he would have knew. No, he would have knowed that this woman was a sinner. Now, aren't we all? At some point, we were sinners. So this Pharisee, his religiosity came out, and no matter what miracles Jesus had done, and that was the reason why he invited Jesus to the house to begin with, because of what he did. Now make sure you don't invite Jesus in your heart for what he can do for you. You need to do it because you love him. Not to get the, I'm not talking about what he did as far as salvation. I'm talking about not to get the house, not to get the husband, not just to get the healing, not just to have a better life. But he said that if you just love me, you'll have all of those things. He invited Jesus based off what he had done and what he'd heard that he did and how much people was following Jesus. And that's why he invited him. But this woman, she came in not because of what he had done in those ways, but she came to him because she knew that he was the Savior. Yeah. Amen. And so he said, if he were a prophet, you know how people do. They look at you, if you was a child of God, if you was all spiritual, you'd know. You know, sometimes God don't tell us everything because we can't handle whatever it is. Sometimes he'll only tell you to pray. Because if you knew what it was, you wouldn't be able to pray. You'll call people, talk about it. You'll cry about it. You wouldn't pray about it. You'll complain about it. Come on and say amen. And so God, sometimes, even though we're called of God, he may not tell us everything. We have a dream and we don't understand what it means. Pray. Why worry? We need to pray. Amen. But then it says that if he was a prophet, he would have known that she was a sinner. Yeah, her situation was that she was a sinner. Her situation was that everybody judged her, everybody knew her, and that she was not worthy enough in their eye to be what she was. And so she knew that, and that caused her to submit. Even in her situation, she submitted with servitude. Amen? She submitted, and guess what? She was silent. She was silent. She didn't say a word. Many of us want to talk so much, but sometimes we just need to serve the Lord and let what you do speak for you. Oh, come on and say amen. We need to be silent sometimes. We want to correct everybody, tell everybody a piece of our mind. Some of us don't have a filter. Whatever come to mind, we say it. Do you know that the devil can put some stupid stuff in your mind and sometimes you say stupid stuff? Ain't no other word for it is stupid sometimes. Amen. And sometimes stuff come out that should not come out. So she didn't say anything. And sometimes we feel the need when God is moving, we feel the need to say something. Feel the need to open our mouth and God is saying, let me do it. Let me work on them. Let me do it. We don't have to tell nobody anything sometimes. Let God work. But not only was she silent, but what I love about her, she was sincere. So many times we find people that are not truly sincere. You know, we wonder whether or not they're real and they're sincere about their service to God. I tell you how God tests us and you can see if a person's sincere is that when things get hard and they decide, you know, no matter what, I'm still going to do what I'm doing. When they're sincere, I don't care what has happened to them and who did it, they'll say, you know what, I still love them. And I ain't feeding them with a long-handled spoon. Oh, some of y'all, that long-handled spoon gonna get y'all in trouble. When it's time, come on and say amen. When judgment day come, and if we get a chance to say something, and we can get to explain that long-handled spoon, how will you explain it to Jesus? Amen. Jesus, I fed him with a long. Jesus said, I didn't give you a spoon. I gave you a shield. I gave you a sword. I gave you the Holy Ghost. Help me now. She was sincere. So sincere that she didn't stop at washing his feet with her tears. I don't know what made her cry. And it doesn't matter. You know what we got bad at church? If somebody come to the altar, what went wrong with her? Shut your mouth. What's wrong with you, you nosy? Preach. Am I all right today? I'm just preaching. That's all. They ain't talking about nobody. But we got to get past that. Maybe she just want a closer walk with him. And maybe if you were closer with him, you know not to ask the question. She was sincere when she cried. She wiped his feet. She didn't stop at that, but she kissed his feet. Now, you know, right now, if somebody did that today, what's wrong with her? She losing her mind. Imagine the talk. Because this was a strange woman touching somebody that she didn't know, supposedly, or barely knew. And then not only was she touching him, but she was kissing his feet. Now, you know what y'all would have said. I don't do feet. But there's power in the pedicure. She submitted herself. She was a servant. She served him. And she was silent and sincere. And when she kissed him, kissed his feet, that was a further subjection. She was letting him know further that I subject myself to him. It symbolized the point of subjection. It symbolized a supplication. And you know what? And people still, right today, they still like, for instance, like Catholic people, they still go, if they get a chance to meet the Pope, they're going to kiss the ring. Because that's a sign of submission. But when this woman was crying, that was her supplication. And when she kissed his feet, that was her subjection to him. And some of us need to learn how to subject ourselves to God. The Bible says that if we submit to God, resist the devil, then he will what? Flee from us. And we always talking about the devil on my trail. Look like I can't win for losing. Look like the devil here and the devil there. And the devil, 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 devil. That's our testimony. We talk about the devil too much. But if we submit to God, the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. Now fleeing, when that word flee is mentioned, it's not saying that he'll just run away. It means that he'll run and hide from you. Because you have resisted him because of your submission to God. How else can I overcome the devil other than just submitting to God? I don't have to fight the devil. I had a fight with the devil and I won. I ain't got to really fight him. You know why? Because he's already defeated. I just have to remind him who God is. How do I remind him who God is? I remind him by submission. I remind him by letting go, letting God have his way. When humility and love meet, then we have victory. When humility and love comes together, then you get salvation. That's where I'm going with this. When humility and love comes together, then you get peace. Come on and say amen. Because finally this woman had a peace that came upon her. So Jesus began to chastise him in a smooth way. I love how Jesus do it. Jesus asked the question about the creditor. That he was asked to forgive the 500 and the other one the 50. Which one would be greater appreciation and love more? Oh, they said, well, the one with the most that was been forgiven. Jesus has let them marinate on their mind a minute. You see, I like the way Jesus handled them because, see, he handled them better than we do. Because we want to argue with people. We want to fuss and fight, get mad. No, Jesus just asks a question and let them answer it. Then he gets down to verse 44 and he says that, he tells them, you're right, you judge right. But verse 44, he said, Simon, let me show you, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you because this woman entered into your house, and I entered into your house, but this woman came, and she washed my feet with the tears of her eyes. You didn't give me no water because it was a custom to give water when you had a guest to wash their feet when they came in. He said, you didn't even offer me water to wash my feet. He said, but this woman has not ceased to wash my feet with her tears. And she dried them. You didn't dry my feet. You didn't wash my feet. But she dried them with her hair. And he said, you gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss me. Come on and say amen. He said, you didn't anoint my head with oil, and they would anoint their heads with oil when they come. And this woman had anointed my feet with an ointment, an alabaster ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which were many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Jesus was saying something here. He was saying that you can tell the people who love me much, because they are the people that go ahead and submit to me. They are the people who are sincere. Those are the people who will serve me no matter what. No matter what anybody else says, they serve me. No matter what the judgment is, they'll still do my will. Come on and say amen. Because you know we let peer pressure get to us. Because we say, well, we're not with all that. If somebody says something about, oh, you spend too much time at church, then we start trying to hang with somebody. If you spend trying to get them to see where you spend too much time at church. Somebody say, well, can't we talk about anything else but the word? And then we want to bring our conversation down to where they want us to bring it to, because they don't want to come up. But the Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. Come on, preach. The Bible says that. And we got to understand that people sometimes don't want us to be on that level. Because they are not to a place where they realize how much they have been forgiven. And when you realize what God has done for you, you don't have a problem submitting to God. When you realize what God has done for you, you don't have a problem loving God. Let me tell you something. God is not going to compete with you and Facebook. Come on and say amen. God is not going to compete with you and the trail ride. He's not going to compete with you and your boyfriend and you and your girlfriend. God said, I'm not going to compete. I'm just going to show up, and you do it if you want to. I'm not trying to bend your arm, break your arm, make you serve me. God said, you got to want to serve me. God, I'm just like God. I don't want you to do something for me if I got to beg you. I don't want you to do something for me if you don't want to and you feel obligated to. I don't want that kind of service. I'd rather you serve because you really want to serve. God is not going to compete with you and your habits. He said, I'm God. I don't have to compete. Preach anyway. But this woman, not only did Jesus recognize her service, but he told others of her service. Remember what Jesus said, when I come before my Father, if you're ashamed of me, he said, I won't confess you before my Father and the holy angels. Come on and say amen. In other words, he won't tell them what you've done. He won't confess that you are the one that did whatever you say your work is on earth. But then he goes on to say, and I'm trying to get to a close. He said, her sins are forgiven because she loved much. And he, in verse 48, and he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. But look at what people start to say. They say, now who do he think he is? Now you invited me because you thought I was somebody, but now I ain't nobody because I didn't do what you want me to do. Sometimes people will do that because you don't do what they want you to do, then you ain't nobody. They try to treat you like you ain't nobody. All of a sudden, they say, who is he to forgive sin? And Jesus said it, and he didn't even look. He didn't even address what they said, because we know he said before that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin. Come on and say hallelujah. They didn't even know who he was. And so many people in the world don't know who Jesus is. They don't know that he is God. Come on and say amen. They don't know that he came down here. They don't know that he walked among us. They don't believe it. Amen. They don't really understand that he is Emmanuel, God with us. And they didn't know this, so they judged him. They looked at him and they changed their thoughts about him based off what he did. That didn't agree with their mind. That didn't agree with their religion. Oh, come on and say amen. But verse 50 said, he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace. Now what I want you to see in verse 50 is that when humility and love comes together, then salvation is produced. Because in her salvation, she was not, when she saturated his feet with tears, she was saturated with mercy. When she took her feet and took her hair and wiped his feet with her hair, that is a sign of the grace of God and the glory of God coming upon a dirty situation and cleaning it up. Come on and say amen. Sometimes we are like the feet of Jesus. We've walked through some stuff. We got dirt and dust on us. We've been through a hard time and nobody thought and saw fit to try to wash our feet, to try to help us out. But then the grace of God, just like the hair on this woman's head, the glory of God comes to wash away. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. But this woman's salvation, it wasn't hindered. It didn't have, she didn't have to wait until Jesus died on the cross. Guess what? She got it suddenly. All of a sudden, her sins were forgiven. And look at this. And then she was sealed, and it soothed her because now he tells her, your faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Because she came there without any peace. She came there with tears in her eyes. But when she got up, look at this, and I love it so much that this woman didn't have to ask. I know we say we got to come to the altar and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. But guess what? This woman never said a word with her mouth. This woman said everything with her heart because the love that she had for him. Oh, what the power of a pedicure could do. Oh, if you would just get down at his feet, if you would just serve him, get at his feet, then God will give you the same type of salvation. You don't have to tell him about your situation because he already knows. He knows what they said about you. He knows what you're going through. He knows how bad you feel. He knows when you're sick. He knows when you're angry. You can't tell God about you because he made you and he knows all about you. You don't have to tell God anything, but you need to thank him for what he's doing. He said, make your request be made known by thanksgiving. Some of us need to say, Lord, I thank you that you made me temperate when I wanted to get loose. You need to say, thank you, Lord, that you healed my body. Oh, come on and say amen here. We need to say, thank you, Jesus, that when I felt like I wasn't nothing, your spirit came inside of me and said, you are the righteousness of God by Christ Jesus. I wish I had somebody that say, I understand the power of a pedicure. Maybe we're too high-minded. Maybe we're too much in pride to humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us in due season. I don't know when your season is. I don't know when the time frame is, but what I do know is that God will. I wish I had somebody. Just when those haters start to judge you, just when you feel like you're at the lowest of low, then God will speak peace to you. We need his peace. He is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. We need the peace of God so that we can run on. We need the peace of God. The Bible tells us that if we can keep our minds stayed on him, that he'll keep us in perfect peace. He tells us, he said, I'll give you my peace. Not as the world of it, but the kind of peace that I have is the kind of peace that even in the midst of a storm, you say, it is well with me. The kind of peace, like the woman when she came running to Elijah and he asked her, was it well? Even though her son had died, she said, it is well. Do I have anybody that's willing to lift your hands? I don't care what you're going through, and say, it is well. I got peace that surpasses all understanding. What are you talking about, Sasha? Peace that surpasses all understanding. In other words, this kind of peace make people scratch their head and say, what in the world? This kind of peace make the devil scratch his head like he did in the book of Job. He said, I'll do all this to Job if you just move your hedge about. Oh, come on and say amen. And when he did, he went in, destroyed everything, made Job's wife ask him to die, curse God and die. Job Job got sick in his body, but Job, he didn't curse God. He said he didn't sin with his lips, but he shaved his head. He fell down and worshiped and said, God, give it and God, take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do I have anybody? Do you know that shook the devil? Because he anticipates what your reaction will be. That's why he lie on you, because he know you're going to cry. That's why he talk about you, because he know you'll start gossiping too. So the devil already knows, and he already says what your reaction is going to be. But I want you to surprise that joker. Let him know you don't control this. I'm controlled by God. I'm moved by the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on and say yeah. Anybody here? Say, I'm going to surprise him next time. Next time he lied to me, I'm going to praise the Lord. Next time he talk about me, I'm going to praise the Lord. Next time my money is funny and my change is strange, I'm going to do a dance and praise the Lord. Say yes. Oh, come on and say yes. When I look at what happened here, Jesus said, you don't know what this woman is doing. It's for my burial. You see, nobody else took an insurance policy on a 33-year-old Galilean. But this woman said, I'm getting ready to do what the Spirit is leading me to do. And Jesus said the reason she did it is because nobody else would come and do it. I couldn't find a religious person, not even to wash my feet. You so religious. I know you got holy oil. You wouldn't even give me some oil to rub on my head. But I had to bring a sinner in. Do I have anybody that say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Do I have anybody that say, amazing grace? It was grace that brought me to the spot, and grace shall lead me on. If by the grace of the Lord I've come a long way. Say yeah, say yes. I know he's all right. Ain't he all right? I say, ain't he all right? Here's how I know he's all right. While we were yet sinners, Christ died on an old rugged cross, but he didn't stay dead. Because early, they say early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Say power, power, power to heal you, power to save you, power to bless you. Does anybody hear? Believe like I believe that he's all right. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Come on, help me close it. Say, neighbor, I don't know about you.